From the Final Fantasy Starter Kit to Standard, a beginner's competitive bridge after the August 2026 bans, Imani here. I brought the receipts, the table test, and one strong opinion. Using Puzzlewick's affiliate links is one way to support this guide at no extra cost to you. The Final Fantasy Starter Kit is a rules bridge, not a finished standard list. Use it to learn sequencing, combat, and card relationships, then choose a current archetype by decision style. The September 7 Best of One snapshot places Monored Aggro, Burrow's Auras, and Monoblack Midrange in its editorial Tier 1. Test one shell digitally, preserve the Final Fantasy cards that perform a real role, and buy singles rather than opening boosters for named upgrades. Cloud and Sephiroth can get a new player through the door because affection is an excellent teaching technology. The mistake comes later, when a fixed two-deck lesson is asked to become a current tournament list merely by receiving more expensive cardboard. This refresh replaces that leap with a bridge. It keeps the useful Final Fantasy mechanics, checks every standard claim against the post-ban field, and gives the learner three competitive decision styles to test. Nostalgia remains welcome. It simply does not get to falsify legality. Keep the starter kit in its proper, useful job. The Final Fantasy starter kit supplies two fixed decks built to face each other. That bounded matchup is a feature. It lets both players learn phases, combat, removal, and signature card interactions without solving the full standard field. Replay the duel and swap decks. Name the cards that create resources, the cards that protect a threat, and the cards that end a game. Once both players can predict the opposing deck's important turns, the kit has completed its first job. Do not upgrade by pouring random cards into both lists. Choose the next format, then build toward one legal plan. The starter kit teaches with complete decks and recognizable characters, which is a strength. It is not a promise that every card belongs in one current standard list. Treat Cloud and Sephiroth as two laboratories. Identify what each deck asks you to repeat, record the cards that consistently support that plan, and separate beloved scenes from cards that improve the competitive job. Imani says, the kit is a bridge. It becomes disappointing only when asked to be a city. Recheck the world after the August bans Badgemole Cub, Stormchaser's Talent, and Grand Grand left Standard on August 10. Any list, article, or video containing them in Standard needs a date and a legality check before use. The current Best of One field is still a snapshot. MTG Arena Zone September 7 editorial tier lists Monored Aggro, Burrow's Auras, and Monoblack Midrange at the top. It lists several additional competitive shells beneath them. That establishes options, not a universal best deck. For a starter kit player, the important change is methodological. Import only legal lists, check every key card, and assume the field will keep moving toward the October 12 review. Final Fantasy familiarity can reduce one kind of intimidation while creating another. A player may recognize a summon and still not know when priority passes. Use the lore as a memory hook, then translate it into rules language, creature, trigger, activated ability, target, cost. The translation keeps the wonder and prevents theme from becoming a substitute for Oracle text. Imani says, yesterday's deck list can be useful. It should still be asked for identification. Choose a competitive lane by the skill it teaches Monored makes damage sequencing visible. Burrow's Auras teaches when to concentrate resources and how to protect the creature carrying them. Monoblack Midrange teaches removal timing, discard, recursion, and the value of exchanging one card for more than one opposing resource. Final Fantasy flavor can survive in any lane only when the exact card performs a real job and remains legal. Theme is strongest when it sharpens memory and affection without forcing a weaker structural choice. Test several matches before crafting. The right lane is the one whose difficult decisions remain interesting after the character recognition becomes familiar. A legal 60 is only the beginning of the bridge. Competitive readiness also asks whether the mana casts early spells on time, whether the deck has enough copies of its best actions, and whether its interaction reaches the engine's opponents actually present. Add changes in small packages. A four-card swap with a written hypothesis teaches more than rebuilding the list after every dramatic loss. Imani says a character can be beloved and benched. Even heroes understand party composition. Translate starter kit habits into engine literacy. Fixed decks teach more than card text. They teach land sequencing, mana discipline, attacking order, and the difference between spending removal now and preserving it for a repeatable engine. Use the five-part engine sentence: fuel, engine, multiplier, protection, and payoff. Map each important starter kit card to one role, then map the candidate standard deck the same way. The comparison reveals which habits transfer and which pieces were unique to the teaching matchup. This is also how an expert can help without taking over. Ask the learner to name the engine before suggesting replacements. Use a dated field to choose the first test opponent. Against fast red decks, measure whether the opening turns preserve enough life to stabilize. Against auras, test whether interaction arrives before protection. Against black midrange, track whether every exchange leaves you down a card. These are diagnostic matchups, not promises about the entire ladder. Imani says, the bridge is made of questions, which is convenient because they fit in a deck box. Craft the smallest honest test list, count the exact cards you own in the candidate shell. Separate reusable lands and interaction from narrow engine pieces. Use substitutions only when they preserve the role, mana cost, and timing closely enough to test the deck's behavior. If the missing card creates the engine, a substitute may invalidate the test. If it is the fourth copy of a flexible removal spell, a near replacement may still reveal the play pattern. Craft in stages and record what each stage changes. A list should become more coherent, not simply more mythic. Boosters are excellent when opening Final Fantasy art is itself the event. They are inefficient when the goal is a specific playset. Separate three budgets, play, collection, and spectacle. Singles answer the play budget. A binder finish line answers the collection budget. A collector booster answers spectacle. Mixing all three is how a modest standard upgrade develops a summon animation around the credit card. Imani says Mythic Orange is not a structural engineering certification. Buy cards precisely and sealed products deliberately when you need a named upgrade, compare the exact single. Play boosters are for draft and set exploration. Collector boosters are premium opening experiences aimed at treatments and scarcity. Neither product promises the card your deck lacks. The Final Fantasy Starter Kit remains the correct product for two fixed teaching decks. A licensed playmat or sleeve set can make the table feel connected to the world. A collector booster belongs only after the buyer can enjoy the opening, even when the desired card stays elsewhere. That boundary protects both the deck and the collecting hobby. Precision for play, controlled variance for entertainment. If a valuable treatment appears, stop handling it at the kitchen table. Verify the exact printing, collector number, language, finish, and condition against Scryfall and current marketplace records. Sleeve it without forcing the edges, photograph its condition, and decide whether it belongs in the active deck, a binder, or a rigid display holder. Value claims require a dated market, not a surprised group chat. Imani says, a booster is an event in a wrapper. It is a terrible search engine. Pack the first standard night around clarity, confirm the format, start time, deck registration rules, and whether the event uses best of one or best of three. Paper standard commonly involves a 60-card minimum main deck and may use a sideboard up to 15 cards, but the event organizer controls the actual tournament procedure. Bring the legal deck in one opaque sleeve design, tokens, a life pad or counter, and a deck list when required. Use a deck box that fits without pressure. Keep a few matching replacement sleeves. Tell the opponent you are new to paper standard. Announce modes and targets, confirm life changes, and call a judge when the rules matter. The judge is there to preserve the match, not evaluate your worthiness. Licensed accessories make sense when they solve a physical job and deepen the pleasure of returning to the deck. A Final Fantasy mat protects the play surface and makes zones easier to read. Art sleeves protect cards if the backs remain opaque and uniform. A premium box earns its place when the sleeved deck fits without pressure. Theme is a bonus, not a waiver from fit. Imani says, a tournament is a structured game night, not a border checkpoint. Use 20 matches to earn the next change, play 5 matches to learn mulligans, 5 to identify mana failures, 5 to track opposing engines, and 5 to test the secondary win plan. Record decisions separately from results. Keep the Final Fantasy cards that repeatedly perform. Replace the ones that sit in hand, miss timing windows, or ask the mana base to do something the deck cannot support. This is curation, not betrayal. After 20 matches, change 3 cards at most unless legality forces more, then repeat. The goal is not to graduate from beginner status in one weekend, it is to make the next loss legible. At the end of 20 games, write 2 lists. The first names decisions you now understand, mulligans, combat, sequencing, removal, timing. The second names problems the deck still repeats. Only the second list authorizes purchases. That is the moment a starter kit stops being a souvenir and becomes a bridge into a format you can discuss on its own terms. Imani says, a favorite card that earns its slot becomes more beloved, not less. Final verdict. Play the starter kit until its cards feel like actions rather than paragraphs, then test a current shell before crafting or buying upgrades. Keep Final Fantasy cards that satisfy the chosen engine. Release the ones that are only present because you recognize the character. A beloved card deserves an honest job, frequently asked questions. Is Magic: The Gathering Final Fantasy Standard legal in 2026? individual cards must be checked by exact printing and current legality. This guide uses Wizards and Scryfall records dated September 8, 2026 rather than assuming every related product shares one format status. Can I take the Final Fantasy Starter Kit to a standard event? Do not assume so, it is a teaching product. Check the exact deck list, current legality, and the event's format requirements. What changed in Standard on August 10, 2026? Bajamol Cub, Storm Chaser's Talent, and Grand Gran were banned. What best of one deck should a Final Fantasy beginner try? Choose by decision style, Monored for sequencing, Burrow's Auras for threat protection, or Monoblack Midrange for interactive resource trades. What Final Fantasy product should a collector buy? A collector booster belongs to a deliberate premium opening budget. It does not guarantee a desired card or create a finished deck.